פרק וב משנה ד', השולח עשה בעירה ביד חי רשות וקטן פוטה בדיני אדם וחייב בדיני שמיים, שולח ביד פיקח הפיקח חייב. This Mishnah, until the end of the parak, is going to be dealing with the mazik of Eish. So we talk about here where a person goes ahead and sends a, we'll call it a hot coal. It's like a, it's not really a flame. Hashulech asa be'era, this is based on the Gemara, on Chav Beis on the Beis. Again, it's a whole sugya as to whether we're talking about a flame or we're talking about a coal. But we're going to go with the assumption here, the Farshim Shat of the Gemara, according to many of the Farshim here. Check out the Deferes Yisrael here, as well as the Gemara on Chav Beis on the Beis. So we're assuming here that he sends a coal into the, gives it to a Cheresh, a Shota, and a Katan. These are all individuals who do not have halachic legal das. So this source of fire, namely the hot coal, was given to these individuals, and these individuals, or one of these individuals, a Cheresh, Shota, a Katan, went ahead and turned it and fanned it into a flame and fire, and it burnt another person's property. So, in such a scenario, Pater B'dinei Adam V'chaya B'dinei Shemayim. The one who sent the fire with a Cheresh, Shota, a Katan, he's Pater B'dinei Adam, because he did not actually go ahead and fan the flame and stop the fire that went on to damage, but rather since it was a Cheresh Shota V'Katan who did the core Maisa to start that fire from the coal, he's going to, the one who gave it to the Cheresh Shota V'Katan, the one who gave the coal to the Cheresh Shota V'Katan, he's going to be Potter B'Din Yadav, but he's Chayav B'Din Shemayim. But he's Chayav B'Din Shemayim because at the end of the day, he was a Gorem. He was considered someone who did a grumma in the Zikin to indirectly cause the hezek. Now, even though a person has to guard his fire to prevent it from doing damage, same way he has to guard his behema from doing hezek, here the person who handed over the coal to the chayvesh bat v'katan, he's not chayv because, as I said, he did not have a fire. He only had a hot coal, which is not considered in and of itself a damaging force like a fire. So, since it was the chayvesh shota v'katan that went ahead and made the coal into a fire by fanning it, so they were the ones that actively started this fire, and therefore the owner is only chayev midine grama, which is chiyev bidei shamayim. Person bidei adam is only chayev if he directly, the adayim, goes ahead and does damage. Otherwise, it's only a chiyev bidei shamayim, which means that the bezdin cannot force him to pay. Now, obviously, the chayev shot of a katan is not chayev because they don't have das, and they're not responsible for their actions. If the person sent this coal with a person who has das, he's a competent individual, pikeach, so then the pikeach is chayev. Why is the pikeach chayev? Because the pikeach took the coal and he actively turned it into a fire and started the fire, and therefore he's the one that is chayev. The first person who handed it over is totally putter because he gave it to a person that has das, and the assumption is that this person with das can be relied upon to prevented from causing hezek. And now, this is true, the Gemara and Farshim explain, even if he gave him a flame. In other words, even if he gave the pikeach a flame, he's still not the one who took it and lit the bush or the sadeh of his friend on fire. So it's only in the first halacha that it's relevant, the fact that he gave the chayvesh shota v'katan only a coal and not a flame. But here, the person who gives it to the pikeach, he is not responsible at all, even if he gives him a flame. Because the Bikayach now is a person with das, and anything he does, he's going to be responsible for, and he's going to be chayiv the Bikayach b'dinei adam, regular chayiv mamon for the mazik of Eish. The one who gave him the flame or the coal, he's going to be potter here, even b'dinei shamayim, because he gave it to someone who has das, and presumably they would guard it. Now the Mishnah continues on. Echad hevi esa or ve'echad hevi esa etim. We have a scenario here is when you have a bunch of people that are all contributors to the actual fire itself. So you have one person who brought a flame, another person brought the wood, the eitzim, echad hevi esa eitzim, hamevi esa eitzim chayiv, the one who brought the wood and put it on the flame, he's the one who's going to be chayiv for any hezek done by the fire, because he was the one who made it capable of doing any type of hezek, because he put wood to the flame. Now the one who brought the flame, he's putter, because his flame on its own would have just, you know, went out, it would have just blown out and couldn't have done any harm. Echad hevi esa eitzim, if, yeah, the other way around, someone first brings wood, ve'echad hevi esa or, and then someone afterwards comes and brings the fire, then hamevi esa or chayiv, because obviously the wood would not do anything, and when this guy comes and he adds fire to the wood, so that's, he's the one who is alone creating the fire that is going to damage. Ba'acher v'liba. However, in either of these cases, if the flame itself did not, had no ability to stop that big log, it stopped the fire with a log, and then someone else came and liba, someone else came and fanned the flame, the one who fanned the flame, he's going to be the one that's chayiv. lipsa haruach, but if a wind comes and it makes the fire catch, in other words, if the wind was not artificially created by someone fanning the flame, but the wind went ahead and did it, then everyone, both the one who brings the wood, the one who brings the fire, in either direction, in either order, both of them will be pater. We're talking here where we're talking about a ruach she'ina matsuya. Because if it was obviously a ruach matsuya, then that's the normal wind that will attach the flame to the wood. And if that's all that was needed to attach the flame to the wood, so that's considered natural. And therefore, once again, if the flame was there first, then the guy brings the wood, the guy who brings the wood is going to be chayim. If the guy who brings the wood brings the wood first, and then someone comes with a flame afterwards, and he's going to be chayim. But again, that's assuming that it attaches up, the fire attaches up to the wood with a regular, normal wind. But if it doesn't, so then it depends. If someone else fans the flame, then that person who fans the flame, he connected the fire to the wood, he's going to be chayim. But if it's only an unusual wind, a ruach and tzuria that does it, then everyone's going to be punched because they did not do an act that actually caused the damage. Now, Mishnah now continues on with other halachos relating to the hezek, the mazik of Eish. Hashaleach es ha-be'era. Someone went ahead and sent off a fire that he lit. Okay, he went ahead and he started a fire. The case is where he started a fire on his own property. And that's what it's called, like he sent the fire. He started a fire on his own property and he let it spread. And it spreads, v'achla etim o'avanim o'afar. And then it went and spread to someone else's sadeh, and it consumed the wood. It went ahead and it had to damage the stones, like it blackened the stones, or it scorched the earth. In other words, the fire went ahead, the Bar Tanura says, scorched the surface of a field that was plowed, and when you do that, you're damaging it, and it's going to cause the owner to have to plow it again. So, in those scenarios, chayiv, the one who did this, is going to be chayiv. This is the mazik of Eish, Shenemar. If someone has a fire and it goes and spreads and hits up with thorns or grain, standing grain or a stack of grain or standing grain or a sada, and all that stuff is consumed, so the one who lit it, he's going to want that has to pay. I mean, the one who let his fire go and spread. And what the Mishnah here is saying by adding at the end, the pasuk is teaching that a person has to pay even for the stones that were made black, or even if the earth of the sada, the plowed field, was scorched. The pasuk is teaching that the person is chayiv, even though it's seemingly not so normal for fire to damage stones or the earth itself, but he's going to be chayiv. Avra gader shehu gavoa arba amah. However, if someone lit pile of eitzim, of wood, again, in his own field, his own premises, and this eish went ahead and climbed over a goder, a wall, actually a stone wall, that's what goder usually means, and fire spread over that, o derech harabim, or if it crossed the rishus harabim, which means it crosses over a road that's at least 16 amos wide, o nahar, or if the fire crossed over a river that's at least 8 amos wide. This is explained by the Mefarshim. Pater, the one who went ahead and started that fire. In that case, he's not going to be chayiv to pay for the hezek, because these were all, as the Gemara explains, and the Mefarshim explain here, because these are all considered sufficient barriers that the fire was considered shamor, protected, and not something that can be mazik, or not normally be able to be mazik. And therefore, he's pater because the shmira was sufficient. The fact that there's a stone wall that is at least, Mefarshim explain, at least 4 amos higher than the pile of wood, or derech harabim, 60 amos wide road, which is harabim, public domain, onar, or a river that's 8 amos wide. All these things are considered sufficient barriers to pater and exempt the individual who started the fire. Normally, he's going to be chayiv if he starts a fire and it naturally spreads with a ruach mitsuya, with a normal wind. Now, according to what we just saw in this Tana, it comes out that a road that's considered a barrier, assuming it's a rishus harabim, 60 amos wide. Yeah, we will see now that there are other opinions regarding this, as we're going to see coming up. Hamadlik betoch shelo. If someone goes ahead and lights up a fire, kindles a fire in his own property, atkama tavor leka. So how far will the fire go? Meaning, how far does he have to go ahead and keep a distance from any property outside his property in order to prevent it from spreading to that other property? Meaning, how much does he have to go ahead and how far does he have to distance himself in order to be putter if it would spread to that area. So Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rowan also ki'iluhu be'emta base court. So Rav Elazar ben Azariah says that we view him as though he was in the center of a base core. What is a base core? For example, let's say a half a base core separates the fire from the surrounding properties. Let's say a base core, a half a base core is about 137 amos. Because a base core, which is a place where a core of seed is put into the ground, and that measures about 75,000 square amos. So when in the shape of a square, each side is about 274 amos long. That's how the Rambam in Hilchas Arachin, Balad Dalet, explains it. So the center of a square base core is about 137 amos from the border. So that means that, let's say, half a base core, which would have a width of 137 amos, separates the fire from the surrounding properties. So if he has that amount separating, then he is potter. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Sheish Esrei Amos Tiderech Rishus HaRabin. So Rabbi Elazar says that the required distance is actually 16 amos, like the minimum width of a Rishus HaRabin. And that was actually the opinion that we saw before, that if it passes a road that is 16 amos wide, that was the first opinion in the Mishnah, which is being repeated again over here. The Tanakhama is Rabbi Eliezer, who says that 16 amos is the equivalent of Rishus HaRabin, and that is how far one has to distance himself in order to be butter with his fire. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Chamishim Amos. Rabbi Akiva says 50 amos, and Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, none of these different shiurim, and the actual halacha is going to be like Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says that it's based on the Pasuk, Shalem Yishalem Hamavir Es HaBe'era. Pasuk says in Shmos, Perichav Beis, Pasuk, hey, Shalem Yishalem Hamavir Es HaBe'era, the one who lit the fire, he has to pay. What does that mean? Hakol Lefi Had Leka. By saying the Hamavir Es HaBe'era, the one who ignited the fire, so by stating that the fire, that it all depends on the fire, meaning the required distance must be determined on a case-by-case basis, depending on the fire's size. And as I said, the Bartanura passes like Rabbi Shimon, that it all depends on how big the fire is and the assessment of how far the fire, such a fire, could spread. So just to sum up, we see that there's a basic assumption that, again, a person in general has to prevent the fire from spreading, but he, in certain scenarios, will be putter by just relying on a certain barrier in between, like a river, or a certain distance, or a stone wall. It is, let's say, four amos are higher than the pile of wood. These things can go ahead and assume to block the fire in a way that a person will not have to do any type of extra protection.